This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. Every week we get together with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and we cover the creative sector in Washtenaw County, these industries, these people that make up the quality of life about who we are. It is always good to have you back in studio, Deb.
And I love it too, David. Hey, you remember about a year ago we did a show with Paul Hickman.
Right, Urban Ashes, right?
Right.
Repurposing wood and making all sorts of really cool things with it.
Exactly. And so Urban Ashes had a good run for about 10 years, and Paul had to make the difficult decision to close the business.
Yeah, it was really sad to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. It was a rather difficult time for him. And he and I have kept in touch over this last year, and he's back to give us an update about what's happened since he closed the business. So let's welcome him.
Well, I didn't get to say I'm sorry formally, so please accept my regrets that the business had to close. But it is really good to have you back, Paul.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave and Deb. I appreciate you bringing me back.
Well, I'd like to kind of have you take us through your personal journey in this process. Let's return to just after you closed the doors at Urban Ashes a year ago. What happened next?
Quickly afterwards, a couple friends of mine actually invited me to go to it was really a meeting, but kind of a small conference thing, an award presentation. It was maybe a month or so after we closed the doors, and went out to that in the evening in Detroit. And it was a lot of the folks that kind of were involved in sustainable design as well as social justice and things like that. And getting there, it was an odd situation. I remember walking up to the counter or the welcoming table, mm-hmm. and they had all the names and everything, and they asked me, what my name and company was, and I didn't have an answer. Sort of the name part I did, but they wanted to know what company.
Right. What did that do to your soul, though?
Confusion. It was the first time I really thought about it. I was like, okay, I don't know who I am or what I'm doing. And that was a very disturbing moment, let's put it that way.
Yeah, you almost don't realize that you're so attached to and recognized by what it is that you're doing, sort of this identity, right?
Correct. And so as that night went on, I'm sitting there next to my friend, and they're giving all these presentations and all these awards that are going on, and it's the field that I've been working in for over 20 years, and I felt like I was an outsider for the first time. And my friend Bill, who was sitting with me, looked at me and he said, "This is pretty hard, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah, this is really strange. I don't know why I'm here and what I'm doing." And it was a really confusing time. Confusion is actually a good way of describing it.
So it's a very difficult decision to close a business, particularly when you're so ingrained in it, and obviously that's a part of sorts.
Right.
But Urban Ashes, from the ashes, the phoenix rises. So as you went through the emotional journey, the spiritual journey of getting past Urban Ashes, was it time, rest, or something else that brought you around to kind of rediscovering or reconnecting to your identity and finding a path forward?
Well, it was probably time, because you're forced to look at, okay, what's next and what am I going to do and things like that. And sort of the literal aspect of doing, rewriting what's your LinkedIn page look like? What's the headline on that? And now how do you describe yourself in a one paragraph or a one sentence blurb? And so I was looking at that and trying to just, think about what I was going to do. And finally it dawned on me. I was like, all right, I haven't changed. This is Urban Ashes was me. All those elements that went into Urban Ashes were things that I had built over the years into what I was already doing, with the exception of the social justice part was not a core part of what I had been doing prior to Urban Ashes. That was brought to me by my friend Jason Bing, who's the one who recommended we include that into Urban Ashes. But over the 10 years of Urban Ashes, that became a really core part of me as well. So probably even one of the bigger parts. And so all those elements were there before, and that was me. So Urban Ashes was me.
So it was really just coming back to your core.
Right.
Right.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and we're revisiting with Paul Hickman a year after he closed Urban Ashes. And we're hearing about his personal journey of retooling and rediscovering himself as an artist and a designer. Retooling, Paul, that's a term we don't always associate with a person, though it does seem to apply. How would you say you've retooled over the past year?
Well, specifically, you know, how do you take all those experiences and all work you've done over the years and continue to apply it now that you're back to being an independent individual as opposed to having a full crew behind you in a shop and things like that. And so I started really looking at that and how I could apply myself to helping. You know, I started focusing on working on the three areas to me that have the largest environmental impact or control, which is corporations, government, and academia, that have the largest kind of physical footprints, and how I can potentially help them look at ways of utilizing materials in a more sustainable and just way. And so I started focusing on that I could basically consult and give them my experience and work on that. So still bringing all of the background that I already had and applying it to these bigger entities and letting them have access to that.
So a refocus. So knowing what you know now, if you could sit Paul Hickman down before you started Urban Ashes, would you have any advice for him?
Oh, absolutely. It's funny you say that because this last year has allowed me to kind of really focus on what happened, particularly in the last few months, because I've been able to kind of reconnect with what's going on a national level, and there's some things potentially going on to reboot Urban Ashes. So I've been sitting there thinking, okay, if I'm going to do this again, how do you do it differently and better? And so that's the information I would give them or give myself. And specifically, I would say make sure you've got a really, really good support system, and don't try to do it as much by yourself as you did before. Or in the future, make sure that you've got a really good support system, because what I've learned particularly with the model that Urban Ashes had, is it really requires a multitude of entities to support the program. It's too hard to do entirely on your own, and it's too draining. And that's ultimately what took me down after 10 years.
You've learned some pragmatic lessons. You've gone a lot of searching as to what you can do on the business side and how you can take a lot of the elements that were a part of Urban Ashes and into the future. But on the personal and the creative side, through the course of this year, with all the lessons that you've learned and all that you've considered, are you the same designer and artist?
I think I'm wiser. The artist side, I think I'm still, I think a lot of that had actually kind of gone away to some degree in Urban Ashes, because so many of the other elements were so consuming. So in the last year, I've been able to focus on working on my own house, which I jokingly described when we started it 10 years ago. It's a giant piece of my furniture. So I've been able to work on my own house this last year, which has been a lot of fun, and it was kind of abandoned. So that aspect was good. The designer part and the consulting part, that's all still there, and it's a lot wiser now, I think. And there's another huge aspect that's been added, which is the social, the social justice, and that's become a really core part of everything I'm doing now, as I try to keep an eye on that and how can I implement that in anything that I'm working on.
So speaking of working on, is there anything you can tell us about now, or do we have to wait for the next chapter?
Three quick ones. One, I'm involved in a really great group up at MSU called the Domecology team or Domecology group, that's focused on the entire life cycle of buildings and doing some great work.
And we do need to make those three things really quick because we're almost out of time.
Last one is, or the other one is the Ford project that I've been working on for a year. And then what's going on with Urban Ashes? Stay focused on that, and it should pop up. And hopefully in the next 6 months, Urban Ashes will rise again.
Well, hey, can we check back in with you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we would absolutely love to do that. Thank you for sharing your story. Obviously, the closing of Urban Ashes is very difficult and very personal, but you've been willing to share your story, and I think a lot of people can learn that even when a small business has to close, there is a future to be had, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's still incredible experience, and even when, you know, you learn the most, really, when things fail.
Right.
And, yeah, well, that's not true necessarily. If you open up and allow yourself to learn when things fail and acknowledge that it failed and really look at why it failed, then you do learn.
Well, thank you so much, Paul, for the time, Paul. We do appreciate it.
Okay. I appreciate you having me on again. Thank you.
That is Paul Hickman and Deb Pollock, the other voice you hear this morning. That is my co-host for Creative Impact. You hear it each Tuesday here on WEMU. And Deb, always a pleasure. Look forward to the next one.
I'll be back next week.
That's right. Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.